Simin Shin Chofei, Sif Zayin, hopefully Ches Tes and Yud. Sif Zayin talks about a suffik im liktim mishvil Yisrael, ish yadu ash liktim mishvil Yisrael, vein yadu am liktu ayyem iloi. If there's a suffik, whether or not there was a malacha done for a yid. You're not sure if it was done for a yid or if the guy did it for himself. Or you're not sure if it was done on Shabbos, could be it was done before Shabbos. Then the halacha is, it's asurim boi bayoyim ul erev v'chdei shiyasu. V'yishrim il erev mutar miyad. There's, on Shabbos it's asur, and matzei Shabbos, it's machlik is whether or not it's, you have to wait v'chdei shiyasu, or it's mutar miyad. Now, we mentioned last week, that in a case where a guy took a picture of a kiddush on Shabbos, Ofraf, there was an Ofraf and there was 250 people that came, and it's happening massive, and you're not going to remember everybody that came, and how you're going to be able to thank everybody for coming. So, Baruch Hashem, the guy took pictures, and you're able to see everybody that was there. Question is, are you allowed to look at those pictures after Shabbos, on Shabbos, and after Shabbos, or not? So we mentioned that Rosh Hashanah Zalman, as brought down by Rav Nevin Zalman, his Mishnah Berurah, and Rabbi Yashuv, and the way Rabbi Berkowitz went, Halacha L'Maaseh, they held that it's usher to be nana for them even after Shabbos, because there is no b'zdei shiyasa. You can't recreate the situation that was at the time of the malacha, and therefore there is no b'zdei shiyasa, and it's usher to enjoy the pictures. Now we mentioned that if it's a suffix, whether or not they were taken for the yid or not, then the third one would be meikom. One could be meikom. In other words, for example, the guy took pictures, the pictures that I just saw this past week, of somebody that was a guy that took pictures on Shabbos, they were really taking pictures of how the tables were set up. And that, I think, is something that you could recreate. However, in the background, you were able to see different people that were by the kiddush. So, in this case, you're not sure. The woman gets the pictures at the end of Shabbos. The balabasta got the pictures at the end of Shabbos, which is what happened. And she doesn't know what the pictures were taken for. Did the guy take the pictures for the beautiful setup because they're the one that set it up? Or no, it was really for the balabasta that she should be able to see and enjoy everybody in the kiddush, the entire matzah of the kiddush. So the chora in such a case would be able to be meikol. Bechlal, it's a shaila here. It's a machlik, is whether or not matzah Shabbos is able to be nene. Now even those that are machmer, whether or not you're allowed to be nene miyad, or you need to be chdei shiyasu, and even those that hold you have to wait for chdei shiyasu, what's the reason you have to wait for chdei shiyasu? The chora is a savik derabanan. You don't know whether or not it's a knas derabanan not to be able to be nene for a minute. It's a savik whether or not it was done on Shabbos. Why should we be machmer? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why we're machmer, it's before the Ramban, is because it's a dover sheyesh lematirin. It's something which will be mutter after Shabbos. And therefore the klal is, Rashi says, the Gemara says, and based on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that we do not say savik derabanan lakulo, even though b'chol terakulo we say savik derabanan lakulo. However, if it's a dover sheyesh lematirin, something that will have a heter in a short while, then we do not say the din of savik derabanan lakulo. What's the reason why? Says Rashi, "Achet techlenu beheter, beister techlenu beheter." Why eat it now on Shabbos? Why be nene from it now? And in an eighth where it's iser, wait a day, wait till after Shabbos, and then it will be mutter. And once it's mutter, you won't have to be same on kulos. We don't have to be same on the din of savik derabanan lakulo. And therefore, achet techlenu beister techlenu beheter. Wait, it's davar shesh matir. We don't say savik derabanan lakulo. Now that's only if there's going to be a time that it's going to be mutter. But if you're going to tell me that these pictures are going to be asur la'olam because there is no b'chdei shiyasu, then it's not a davar sheyesh matir because it's never going to have a heter. That being the case, even the first shita which is machmir in a case of safik, in this case of a safik, l'chori is going to be meikol because there is no din of davar sheyesh matir because it's never going to have a heter. Meaning these pictures, if it's safik, whether or not the guy took pictures for a yid or for a guy, one would be able to be meikol for after Shabbos, even the balabasta will be the person it was done for. Would be able to be mikol to enjoy those pictures. possibly on Shabbos also. That's the truth. L'chur, even on Shabbos also. It's really very... What's that? No, you sent them the email. Send them the pictures in email. Yeah, L'chur also even on Shabbos. It's the same story. The reason why it's also on Shabbos is because of... Sifchet. Dover she'im b'chshash tzeidu m'chubar shuvim yichut tzchum. If the guy brought something which is brought from outside the tchum, then the halacha is, if the guy brought it from himself, it's mutter afilo bay bayim, v'inviu b'shvei Yisrael, mutter l'tatla afilo mishu v'inviu b'shvei. Avalechol aser bevayim mishum mishvilu the erev b'stei shiaser. If a guy brings chocolates from outside of the tchum, you're allowed to be metalta them, but you're not allowed to eat them if they're brought for the year. If they're brought from the guy, and he offers you some, then you're allowed to even eat it. Hagah comes along the Ramah and says, a big chiddush lechumra. V'yeisharimrim de'ein alai la'olam min echeshbin raftarach lahamtim b'yem rishim b'tei shiasu. Now those that say, since it's not the derech to travel at night, so therefore if something came from outside of the tchum, we're not going to matter right away at night because people don't travel at night. So it's not b'tei shiasu because you couldn't do that at night. Therefore you have to wait till Sunday morning. If it came an hour outside, it took an hour to bring it, then you have to wait Sunday morning from sunrise, an hour after sunrise, and then it will be mutter. Now the question is, what's the halacha if somebody buys something from a store, a guy buys something from a store, or he picks something up from the post office, and the post office or the store is closed on Sunday. So you can't get it till Monday. So the shaila is, a guy, he goes to Walmart and he picks something up for the yid, and he brings it to him on Shabbos. Now, if the yid would want to go ahead and buy this, he would only be able to buy it on Monday. Does he have to wait 36 hours till Monday morning to be able to end it from this? So, a chura, the pashas is that it's only the machlekes. The Ramah over here says that the night is not early min minyan because not the derech to bring it. And the Yam Shal Shlomo is chaylik. The Yam Shal Shlomo says, the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham brings it down. The Mishnah Berurah quotes him, and the Aruch HaShulchan goes like this, Halacha L'Maaseh, says that no, it's only a din of b'chdei shiasu. You only have to wait at night b'chdei shiasu. However, you do not have to wait till it's actually practical for the yid to go ahead and get it. We don't. The laila is eilam in a minyan, even though it's not the derech to be able to get it. As long as you waited the amount of time that it took, even though practically you wouldn't be able to get it, that's still considered b'chdei shiasu, and you're allowed to minyan from it. So l'chero, it would be totally in this machlokes. Now, b'derech agav, l'chero mavur, a big yisayit from this yamshal shleimai, that, and even the Ramal, he brings down as a yesh emrim, it's mashma that most rishenim don't hold this way, and we didn't see it in any other rishenim, that even though the reason why a person has to wait b'chdei shiasu according to Tesis is that you shouldn't come to go to ask the guy to do it for you, you shouldn't ask the guy to do a malach of your own Shabbos, so that you should be able to gain Matzah Shabbos and not have to wait, because you're going to have to wait Matzah Shabbos anyhow. We see over here that the guy is going to gain. If you're holding the Yom Shal Shlomai, then Lamaisa, had the Yid wanted to do his Matzah Shabbos, the halacha would be, he would have to wait till Monday. Lamaisa, the Messias would be, he'd have to wait till Monday. Nevertheless, we say that Lalacha, no, you don't have to wait till Monday, even though you couldn't have gotten it, and you would be gaining by asking the guy. Nevertheless, you do not have to wait till Monday, and it's mutter an hour and a half afterwards. What's la'alach la'maisa? Do we pass like the Ramal? Do we pass like the Yom Shal Shlomai? So, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the Sharatin, the Sefkot Mem Beis, he says that even if the goy did an Isser Daraisa to bring it, he went to Rishas Tarav, Mukadema, he traveled in a car, he says, L'tzorich mitzvah b'shas atchak, near the Yeshlis Mechala Yom Shal Shlomai. He says, the Shari Yishenu Weikos was his claw. Kamat, no Rishon brought this down. It's a Shita Yechida, and we have Yom Shal Shlomai that's chelik on him. Memela, b'shata tzerich or b'mokhe mitzvah, you're able to be mekel. You do not have to wait till Monday. As long as you waited the hour and a half that it took the guy to go to Walmart and buy the thing and come back, then it would be mutter. That's even if he did it Isser Derabanan. Now, if he only did it Isser Derabanan, he went to the store and he paid for it and he came back. It's only Isser Derabanan. If he walked there, walked back, or took a bike back, whatever he did, he didn't do an Isser Daraisa, then the halacha is, and he went through a caramelist, Stam Rishas Rabin Bismanin, who was really a caramelist. So Bepashtis, if he's not driving a car, then all he did was the Isser Darabanan. And the Isser Darabanan, the Mishnah Berurah has come out Mekel straight up. Any Tzarech, he's Be'etem, the Mashmoy is the Mishnah Berurah is that Be'etem, since there are those that hold by Darabanan, that you never have to wait B'chdei Shiasu, the Memela, it's certainly royally tzarif over here, if the guy only did a derabanan, that it's not going to be more chomer, even though in the seas you can't get it at night. But the mice of those that hold that, even if you can't get it at night, you never have to be a shiasu by a derabanan. Memela, by a derabanan, if all he did was derabanan, the mepashtis is that you're allowed to be nene right away. Even if he did a daraisa, depending on what daraisa he did. If he went to Walmart and he drove back, that which he drove back from the store, that's a daita denafshin. He only decided to do it himself. However, if there's a rishus harabim that he went through, if he's in Flatbush, If that's Rishus Rabban, if the guy can't be Samech on those that hold not like Ramesha. So, if we're going to be Mitzadeh, that there has a din of Rishus Rabban, L'chura, B'mokim Tzerich, or B'mokim Mitzvah, one would be able to be Mekel. So for the most part, and since most places we do not have Rishus Rabban, and if the guy used the car, that's a Daita Denashe, generally, when a guy buys something for a Yid, it's only going to be a Derabana, and Memela, he would be able to be Nene from it, right away after Shabbos, he wouldn't have to wait till Monday, even if he did a Daraita. For example, the case that we had, somebody's jacket was in the post office, and he sent the guy to pick up the jacket from the post office, and they have to sign. So in the case where they have to sign, they have to do a Daraita for the Yid. In that case, in a Hanami, if they wouldn't have signed, they wouldn't have picked it up, they would have to wait till Monday. In such a case, L'chura, we'd be machmer, they have to wait till Monday, since it's Daraita. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'mokom HaTzerich, Tzerich Mitzvah, or Shasat Chak, which was this case, the guy was flying out to Eretz Yisrael, then you do not have to wait till Monday, as long as you waited the hour and a half it took, whatever it was, the hour that it took the guy to go to the post office and come back, that is the same. What's that? He has before Shabbos to go on Shabbos. No, maybe not. But even if he wasn't allowed to tell him to go, any time that you ask the guy to do malach on Shabbos, you only have to wait until Shabbos after Shabbos.
Maybe so.
Possibly, yeah. Now there is ways, since Bizmanenu, the truth is that Bizmanenu, any time that you sign anything, you could put down any mark, and that's good enough. You don't have to sign your name, and if you just put down a mark, then the Pasha says that it's not a Deraisa. It's only Isser Derabanan of Ksiva. Reishin. The question is if it has any mashmoy. They can't even prove anything to you. They're not like they're going to come back to you. By the way, you signed here. Like, what are you going to say? No. It could be that it has a chashiv. If the pasuk says in such a case, it wouldn't be a deraisa, and therefore that which he signed his name, John Hancock, that was only that was a daita denashi. He didn't have to do that. Sometimes, depending on where. Anytime that you sign at a bank, you're signing on a paper. Depending where it is and what. In the what? I guess I'm in a different bank. Okay. Depending on where. You're right. Could be. If it's signing anyhow, you have to know what the signing of. It also could be a Derabanan. You're right. Depending on the Rajbo in Simin Shin Mem, that may be possibly the Ilum we'll get to next month, those that have been increased. As we'll see. Bez Hashem. Now, I did hear somebody told me, B'Shem Tamachochom Echon, who wrote a Sefer on Amir Lakum, that they wanted to say that there's a difference between the Ramah and the case of the storm. The case of the Ramah, Be'etzem, they can't do the Malacha at night because no one travels at night. So you're not going to bring, you can't do the Malacha from outside the Tchum at night. So therefore, it's Kibbutz as if it's Yefshar. As opposed to a store could be opened Matzah Shabbos. They decided they could be open on Sunday. They decided they don't want to work. That's prerogative, their prerogative. However, it's not that you can't do the Malacha. It's just technically they're not going to open up. However, the Ramah also was not talking about a case where it's E-Efsher. It's not E-Efsher to come outside the Tchum at night. The Rif said that was the case in the Gemara that they did. You have to be choishish that maybe they came from outside the Tchum. It certainly is not E-Efsher. Not only that, that's a mashmoyis of the Bir Alafa here, that Mutter La'erv Miyad, the Bir Alafa says, Ein Tzarech Lamten Al Mashah Derech Lirkev Bayirin, Ki Balayla Minastam Leirochav. Minastam, b'tzorachim, b'tzorisham hirach, b'kat dein dvar mukhachim, b'kol lefi hazman. It's not that it's e-efshar at night. So the chari, it is efshar at night. It just wasn't the derech. It's not the derech. It's also not the derech. They open up your store on Sunday, in America at least. And therefore, l'chura, b'etzem, it is shaykh to this sif. However, we have, it is a shit yechido. The Aruch HaShulchan is mekel. Certainly not to be moichin, those that are mekel. By their abundance, for sure you can be mekel, and even by their eyes, as Mishnah Berurah said, you can be mekel if it's the case of Shasat Chak or Tzarech Mitzvah.
So, can
we say that also?
That let's say you use the car, you use motorcycle to get there faster.
That's a good point. The Mashmoy says a little bit interesting. That the Sefer Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah here brings down. This is really the end of the siman, like we saw. The Beis Yosef brings this down. It's machlokes rishonim whether or not if you could do the malacha quicker than the guy could do the malacha, then the halacha is the what's the halacha? Do you have to wait as long as it took the guy to do the malacha? If the guy could do it, go in a car, and it takes him an hour. I know somebody used to have a motorcycle. Used to go from Flatbush to Manhattan. Used to work in Manhattan, 11 minutes. Brooklyn to Manhattan, 11 minutes. Now there's no traffic. There's nothing. If you have a car, it takes you an hour and a half. It takes you an hour and a half. So I have a motorcycle. It could take me 11 minutes. Do I say that Matzah Shabbos, I only have to wait 11 minutes? Or do I say it takes an hour and a half? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down something interesting. He says from the Magen Avraham that if the guy has a horse, then you reckon the zman of the horse. Which the Magen Avraham says that you don't have to reckon how long it takes to walk there. It takes 2 hours to walk, but he had a horse. It took him 25 minutes. So you only have to wait 25 minutes. So Tesef Shabbos asks, he says, the Chur shouldn't be telling the guy. It should be telling the Yid. The Yid, how long is it going to take the Yid? It doesn't make a difference if the guy had a horse or if the guy was walking. I don't care. The whole Shale is, how long would it take the Yid to do such a thing? Therefore, the Yid shouldn't gain by what the guy did. So if the guy walked and the Yid has a horse, we should go by what the... So, Tzorach Beard, Tesef Shabbos says. But this is really Shaykh at the end of the Sif Simen, Sif Tezvav. The Beis Yosef brings down Machlekes Rishonim, the Rav Magid brings down Machlekes Rishonim as to whether or not we go buster Lamaisa, how long the Malacha took, or how long it would take the Yid to do that. Beis Hashem will see what's going to be. Sif test. Imu Safik Imhuvu Michutz L'Tchum. Aser. If it's a Safik, if it was brought from outside the Tchum, then the Halacha is that it's Aser V'dafka Ve'in Yehudi She'enu Shari Yime Be'ir. Ava Ein Yehudi Shari Yime Be'ir. If there's a good reason to presume that it did not come from outside of the Tchum, you don't have to presume that it came from outside of the Tchum. But if you don't know, you have no idea, he has one house here, one house outside, then you don't know where they came from, the halacha is you have a safek. Sorry, even if he has two houses, one is inside, one is outside, then we go to Kula. However, if he doesn't have a house here, you have no idea where did these payers come from. Did they come from outside the Tchum? Did they not come from outside the Tchum? Then you have to be Machmer. Why do you have to be Machmer? Safik Darabon Lekula. The same thing that we said before, it says Mishnah Berurah. It's a Davar Sheyesh Matir. It's something which will be Mutter after Shabbos. Memela, we don't say the Klal of Safik Darabon Lekula. Now, Lechura, we should just be Ma'ur and Kuda. I think we've mentioned this in the past. We've definitely seen it in different cases. It came up in Jerusalem's Lechav, it came up in Echaz Nida. The Halacha is, the Tzlach is Mechadish in Beitza. The Tzlach says, it's brought down the Chistei Tshuva in Yerideya and in a Sefer Nachas Tzvi in Hilchos Nida, that this din of Davar Sheyesh Matirin only applies to food items or the like which could only be used once. But what's the Svar of Davar Sheyesh Matirin? Ad Shetechlen Abis or Techlen Abhatir. You have an egg which was born on Yantif. It was Nisar and a bunch of different eggs. Now that egg which was born in Yantif is Aser, it's Muktzah. It was Nisar and a bunch of other eggs, which say is Batal Barev. We say, no, it's not Batal Barev. Why? Because Davar Sheyesh Matirin. This egg itself will be Mutter after Yantif. So why you can eat it now and be Seimich on Bitul Barev, wait till after Yantif, it won't be Muktzah and you'll have no problem. Says the Tzlach, that's a nice Svara for something which could be eaten once. It's an egg. You're either eating it today or you're eating it tomorrow. Don't eat it when it's Aser, eat it when it's Mutter. But let's say I have a kli. And the kli, I want to know, can I use the kli? So we say, don't use the kli now, you could use it tomorrow and it'll be mutter. So the tzlach, there's no such svara. I want to use the kli today and tomorrow. It's not like an egg that you can only eat the egg once. So we say, don't eat the egg when it's aser, wait till tomorrow, it'll be mutter, and then eat the egg. But in the case we have a kli, and I can use the kli 1,000 times, so I want to use the kli today, and I want to use the kli tomorrow. It doesn't make sense to say, Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, wait till tomorrow to use the kli b'heter. No, I want to use it also now and also tomorrow. Memeil L'Chorev, the whole reason why we're machmer over here, by something which is a suffix that came from outside the Tchum, is because of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, L'Chorev would only apply to food items and the like. However, with regard to kelim, it would not apply, we wouldn't have the klal of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. The truth is, that is the mashmoyus of the mechaber. Excuse me, of the mechaber. The Mechaber is talking about pears. Pears are something that you eat. You eat it only once. Don't eat it today. Wait till tomorrow. Say something that are bundle of chumro. Eat it tomorrow. It's a Davar Sheyesh Matir. If we'd be talking about kelim, then in Hanami, then we would be mekel. Accordingly.
In case of Chizda and Il, then, was Boreach, right?
Which was the case of Chizda, that they... The case of Goy Shevi Durin was talking about a case of Paris also. Heard that case of Reach, if it wouldn't be, so you could smell it also today and also tomorrow. Shall the free pasuk like that? In the case of Nachri Shemi Durin, the other Gemara says we pasuk like Rav Papa. That's the Hilchos. Shall we pasuk? Even there are those that say we take it don't pasuk. We pasuk like Shmuel. It goes off the Kulam. But I hear good hour. The Lechura. In a case where we're not talking about payers, we're talking about something, a package. Somebody ordered a bunch of shirts to come before Yantif. And they didn't come before Yantif. And they came on Yantif. The shayla is, can you go ahead and open the package and use the shirts on Yantif? The guy brought it. Pashed this from outside the tchum. You have no idea where he brought it from. You don't know where it was before Yantif. You have no idea, Safik, if it was brought from outside the tchum or if it was brought from inside the tchum. The chur in such a case, it's not Paris, so therefore there's no chash that was attached before Shabbos, before Yantif, on Yantif, and their mukta. So the fact that he came from outside the tchum is not a problem of mukta. The only problem is that maybe he did a malacha for you. It's a suffix over here, and we wouldn't say that it's a davar sheyesh lamatirim because it's a shirt that I want to wear today and tomorrow. Therefore, it's not a davar sheyesh lamatirim. So we should be able to be mekum. Not only that, even balav achi, even if a vade came from outside the tchum, still a chere should be mutter because for a different reason. In this case, where the guy brought the package, you didn't tell the guy to bring the package on Shabbos. You told the guy to bring me shirts, send me the shirts. He sent the shirts, and it didn't come on time. It came. It was supposed to come before Shabbos, and it came on Shabbos, came on Yom Tov. In such a case, you didn't set up with the guy to send them on Shabbos. You were katas, you paid for them, and you paid to have them sent. That which they came on Shabbos, that was the guy's own, that was the daita d'nafshe. And the guy that brings it, he's bringing it because he's being paid to bring the packages from the, he's not bringing it because of you. He's bringing it because he's paid to bring, the guy that's actually bringing it, doing the halacha. He's doing it because he's being paid from the postal service to bring it for you. And you didn't tell him to bring it on Shabbos. But maybe in such a case, it's all the Shemesh Shabbos Chassav, Nem's on this way also. He says that it's the postal guy, the mailman is bringing it, or the FedEx guy is bringing it because he's being paid by the company. He's not doing it for you. You didn't tell him to bring it on Shabbos. And therefore, maybe, but I don't. No, lachar not. If it could be brought before Shabbos, if it can't be brought before Shabbos, that's fine. But as long as you give them the ability to do it even before Shabbos, if you would do Amazon Prime, and they have the ability to get it to you tomorrow, let's say you order on Thursday, it usually comes in 2 days, comes on Shabbos. If you do Amazon Prime, they give it to you or whatever it is, and they give it, they're able to get it to you on Friday. That means they have the ability to get it to you on Friday. They're just not being machayev to get it to you on Friday. So therefore. Yeah, because they don't. But it's not that be'etim it costs more. It's the same flight, it's the same everything, whatever it is that has to get to you, the same driver. They're just not being machayev to do it, to get it to you in that time. They have the yecharlis to do it. If they don't have the yecharlis to do it, practically, it's a problem. But if they have the yecharlis to do it, then it's not a problem, as long as you didn't tell them. And what happens if it doesn't come on Shabbos? Can you sue them?
Not taking your credit.
So it's also, they're not being mischayev be'etzem. You don't even know for sure it's going to come on Shabbos. A lot of times they tell you, and then that happens, and whatever it is. So they'd rather not give you credit, fine. But not be'etzem that they're, you didn't make up with him to bring it on Shabbos, and you can't sue him if he doesn't bring it on Shabbos. Let's keep the pasuk to be mutter. Halavai, that we should be able to be zeichet to see some in Reish Mem Zayin, to know these halachas, Rabbi Zayin. We don't have too much time left. This is Mamash Halachas. Reish Mem Zayin is Mamash Halachas. We set up with a guy to bring something, as long as you don't tell him to bring it on Shabbos. He brings it, it's not a problem. And these people, they ask the Rav said, there's no problem. You could use the shirts on Shabbos, on Yantif. Baruch Hashem, they have beautiful new shirts for Shabbos Day. If they come bring it on Shabbos, it's a problem of Maritime. L'chur, it wouldn't be considered a problem of Maritime, because you know that it's not, you didn't set them up. It doesn't look like you're telling them to do Malacha. It's not something which looks like Bizmanenu. It's not something which looks like you ordered for them. You told him to come on Shabbos. That's the way that it works. Mail comes on Shabbos, mail comes on Shabbos. Back to someone on Shabbos, even if you didn't tell them. But the chur would be. What's that? We find that the other way. We didn't find that coming from inside the house to outside the house. The chur, we didn't find that bringing in that's a problem. We'll see. Rishon and Bein. The chur is mukhanat the way also. If you didn't make up, and even if you brought it to your house, it's okay. That's also, everybody said, Rishon and Bein is Rishon Zion, at least. At least, even if you forgot the other ones, those are very, very nagia for all those that use Amazon. Now, what's the story that was hacking on Thursday? What's the story with reading a newspaper that came on Shabbos? New York Times comes, gets delivered to your house on Shabbos. Is there a problem to read the newspaper on Shabbos or not? Is there a problem? There's even a bigger problem. Are you allowed to get a subscription? Are you allowed to subscribe to a newspaper that you're asking them to bring a newspaper for you every day of the week? Now you could, there's different ways. You could get just the weekday newspaper and not get Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. Or you could just get the weekend. Or you could get, but you can't get, as far as I know, the entire week except for Shabbos. They don't do that. It's either Saturday and Sunday together, or it's the rest of the week, but just Saturday, that's not considered, that's not a weekend, and therefore there's no such real possibility to do that. Can you, is there any problem of ordering the newspaper when the newspaper comes, reading it? Now, obviously, we're not talking about the Shaila of Shtar Hediotis, which is in Shem Zayin Tezayin, where it's the Mishnah Berurah brings down whether or not you're allowed to read newspapers on Shabbos. That you can look there. Beis Hashem. But if there's no problem of reading the newspaper on Shabbos, for whatever reason, then can you read this on... Is there any problem to read the newspaper? You know for sure it's printed. All the news that isn't fit to print, that's fit to print, it was done on, for sure, a Friday night. No question about it. It wasn't printed on... It could be that some of it, the back stuff is the... But the regular, the breaking news, for sure, was typed and printed on Shabbos and brought to you on Shabbos and probably from outside the Tchum also. What's the halacha? So, what went on here? What malachas went on here? There's printing. The guy printed the newspaper. It was typed. There's printing. It was brought to you probably from outside the Tchum. It was brought in a car. It went Havaras Dal Adam Rishus HaRabim. It went from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. A lot of things happened over here. So, is there any heter for you to net from it? So, the truth is that when the guy prints it, all he does is press print. The Pashtus. And the 115,000 people that have subscriptions, it all rolls off the printing press with that one pressing print. He didn't do anything for the Yid. Now, in a case where roiv of the people that are reading the newspaper are Yidin, then in a chalam, maybe you have a problem, says Shmuel Shabbos Kachata, that malacha was done, and that is the Yisrael, that's what it's looked at. However, I don't think that that's the case with most newspapers that are printed on Shabbos. That there, even though there's probably a lot of Yidin that read the New York Times, I don't think that it's rave by any stretch of the imagination. And therefore, we wouldn't have that problem that it's printed on the pressing the print. L'chari, that was done for the rave. And even though there's Yidin also, but L'chari, that's not what he has in mind. It's Rivu Bishurim at the most, which is a shayla whether or not, it's not even Shaykh Rivu Bishurim, it's one Maisa. It's one Maisa, and L'chari is not doing anything more. And I don't know if the Shaykh Shemi Yarvi Bishrilei, because there's no way to do more malacha. Mamele L'chari, in such a case, after printing, L'chari shouldn't be a problem. However, then again, it was taken after the printing, it was taken in a car to wherever you live, from New Jersey, wherever it's printed, to New York, or from wherever, whatever newspaper we're talking about. Even if it's not from outside the Tchum, but L'chari, it went in a car, and it went Dal Amish Rutsaram. So the truth is that in that case also, they're not bringing just for the Yid. They're bringing 10,000 newspapers in a truck, a New York Times truck, and they're not doing any malacha specifically for you. As a matter of fact, even if you weren't subscribed, they would have to do this for everybody else. So we saw that when a guy does a malacha for a Yid and a guy, even though he has both of them in mind, lahedya, nevertheless, if he had to do it for the guy regardless, he had to do it for himself or for the guy regardless, then we says the Kalkal Shem, says the Tzvei Yisrael, that's the Seder. You don't have to worry that it's usher, because Saivisai, regardless, the Yid had to, the guy had to do the malacha. Therefore, there's no problem to be nene. Now, what happens that's problematic is when this happens for just one guy. For example, when he takes it out of the car, and he brings it, if he's in his car, and he alley-oops it right over the top, from the Rishus HaRabim, into Rishus HaYachin, L'chora, that was a Maisa Achnasa. Even if it's not a Daraisa, even if it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Karmelis, still there's an Issa that was done. L'chora, you wouldn't be able to be Nene from the Issa which was done for the Yid. Memela, the Paiskim say, L'chora, that would be the most problematic aspect of the entire thing. That last bringing it from the car, everything else had to be done regardless. Everything else was, all the printing was done with regardless. And there was no Rivu Bishurim for the Yid, and all the bringing it through the Rishus HaRabim, and all that was done regardless. The problem is when you're going down the street, and you take the newspaper, and you chuck it in from the Karmelis, from the Rishus HaRabim, into the Rishus HaYachin, L'chari, that was a malacha, which was done for the Yid, and specifically for the Yid. Now, in a scenario where the person lives in an apartment building, and he brought 10 newspapers at once, that could be much better. Because it could be that there's no Riva Bishurim by a guy, and once he did it, once he's doing Malacha anyhow for other people that is Mutter, then there's no problem that he's also bringing for the Yid. However, in a standard case where the person doesn't live, in an apartment building, he lives in a house, which is the case of many people who live in America, then L'chur would be problematic. Unless there's an Erev.
Yeah,
unless there's an Erev. If you have an Erev, L'chur would be Mutter. Now the question is, do you have a heter of some sefer of Amir Lemir, which the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go with? The Maisa. So it's not that kishmak. But L'chur, in this case, your mamish told him to bring it on Shabbos. He's bringing it to you on Shabbos because of. Now, if L'chur is an Erev, then L'chur that you have a good heter. If there's no Erev, then it's not so pashut. Even if it's a karmless, then it's still problematic. Now, I saw the Shemar Shabbos Kachosa, the Aruch HaShabbos, they both name on that what you should do, the best thing to do, is write a letter, email, whatever it is, to the newspaper and tell them that you don't want to get on Shabbos. I don't want on Shabbos. I'm ordering. I don't want on Shabbos. And if they don't deliver, what if they talk and don't deliver it? Yeah. And the Chanan. You talk and zeichet to be mekayim l'alacha. Now, even if they decide not to listen to you, that's their prerogative. You're meiche. If you're meiche and they continue doing it, so then you're allowed to be nana from it. What's that? You're not mechayev to migarish out of your house. So like this, Reb Simcha Bunim Kohn in his sefer, he's the most machmer of yours. He says shamati from Reb Moshe Feinstein and from the other place he brings down on the bottom that you're not allowed to make the subscription in the first place. If you have to tell them at the beginning when you subscribe that I don't want on Shabbos. And they're going to tell you, jump in the lake. We're not writing down for every Tom, Dick, and Harry who, what he wants. I don't want a Tuesday afternoon when there's an extra. Like, what is this business? You order, we give it to you on Shabbos also. They're not going to. So they say either it's every day or you don't get it at all. So it says, if that's the two choices that you have, it's not getting it at all. Because you have no Yechelis to tell him to bring it every single day. Now the Shail is, Bechari, you told him, I don't want to come on Shabbos. You're mission. But L'chur, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, and in the case where you're Meicha, and Reish Ayin Rav, we saw in the case where you're Meicha, and the guy wants to do it again, he says, Tarach L'garshim Yibetzayim, Yibnei Chil Hashem. Sheyach Shudu, Shoyitz Agayim, Vishnichusayim, Kimishim Yibetz Yisrael. So L'chur, though, you could say that the other people were not Chayish, Tarach HaShabbos, the Shemesh HaShabbos, were not Chayish for that, because when somebody sees you bring a newspaper, they know that you don't have the Yichayis to tell the guy not to come. And when you order the newspaper 7 days a week, so then Mamela, you know that the guy's going to come on Shabbos. It's not up to you. And no matter what you wanted to do, there's no Chil Hashem over there. Because there's nothing for you to do to get the guy not to do it. If you want to get the
news...
Well, don't subscribe at all. But that which I did, that which I subscribed, is not showing that I want the guy to cut, that I told the guy to come on Shabbos. You're right, I could have done something that would have precluded the possibility from bringing it. But that I was the shliach, that he's my shliach, that I told him to come, that maybe L'chur is not a problem. As long as I was moich and I told him that I'm not interested, Kenzan, is that enough? So L'chur, if there's an Erev, then L'chur, there's enough to be Semichon, to be Mekel, with regard to most of the Malachas that are done, and there's no Isra Achnasa. If there is none Erev, then it's a little bit more problematic, and one should be Meiche, like the Paiskim say. Now it seems, an interesting thing is, that the Paiskim weren't Choshesh for Neulad. L'chur, this is Neulad Gomer. Even the news, what didn't happen yet. By the time Shabbos came in. So a guy writes down a breaking story that happens at 11:30 at night. It just happened at 11:30, and then he wrote it, and he printed it. It's L'chur Neulad. You have a letter, you have words which were created on Shabbos, that when Mamash is not here, before Shabbos, L'chur should be a problem of Neulad. Interestingly enough, I saw in the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, he does not mention that that's a problem. He seems to say that as long as you're Meicha, then you're allowed to get the newspaper, it's okay. However, later on in a different halacha, at the end of Perek Lamed Aleph, he says about if you want to send a fax. I have a relative that used to send a fax every week from Eretz Yisrael to America to his parents' fax machine. And it would come out by Shal Shudas, and they would have a Dvar Torah by Shal Shudas. Is that Mutter? Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman that he brings out from Rosh Hashanah Zalman possibly that there's a problem with Neulad. Because there's no Isra of the person that's sending it, the fax. But to read it, maybe is possibly, maybe the paper is mukta because of Neulad, because this is something that wasn't there. It wasn't printed before Shabbos. So it only came into Metzius on Shabbos. It's what we call Neulad Gomer. Something which wasn't in the Metzius before Shabbos, and it only came to Metzius on Shabbos. then that could be a problem. Says the Shemir Shabbos, says there's Neuvert in the Ora, Yesh La'ayin, how come he wasn't chayshu with that with regard to a newspaper? But with regard to a newspaper, blood started. But it seems that the person were not chayshish, maybe it's not considered Neuvert Gomer because the ink was in the world, therefore it's not a problem, that's not considered Neuvert Gomer, and as long as it's not Neuvert Gomer is when it didn't exist at all. However, if it already existed, it's just in a different form, that's not considered Neuvert Gomer, and we're not machmer on Shabbos. At least the headline you'll be able to read without touching it. You got to be nene for muktzah. What's that? Oh, so the Archa Shabbos is mitzadeh that possibly you have a din of gomer b'diyadah. He wants to say that maybe since it's the guy, and the guy is the one that's doing it, there's no din of neilat over here because the guy has the ability to finish on Shabbos, and therefore it's considered gomer b'diyadah, and therefore it's not a problem of neilat at all. Which would answer up why people are neig to mimeko with the newspaper, not just to read it, but also to hold it. The Enim Katsu Midaite Klum only helps you out for two things. First of all, Enim Katsu Midaite Klum doesn't apply for everything, the thing which was attached on before Shabbos. We don't say that it's not Makatsu Midaite from it, even though it's a goyim. And second of all, Enim Katsu Midaite Klum only helps with regard to the actual thing, whether or not it's hooked to Midaite. But something which came into Mitzias on Shabbos, then maybe it doesn't pass over there to say that he's Enim Katsu Midaite. Sif Yod?
When I pulled in here, fine. And they tell me
I
like
cancel
Shabbos. They tell me you can cancel Shabbos on Sunday, the weekend.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to tell them? That I
have to do? No, I only want Sunday.
And they tell me that I have to cancel both. That's what I'm supposed to do?
Huh?
Why don't I just cancel?
You could, no problem. Then you're missing the sports section on Sunday. No problem. 100%. You have to. So the way that the Simcha Protocol goes is in a chalamin. You can't go ahead and tell them that you want to bring it in. If you know that they're not going to listen to you, then when you tell them to do it, then when you make a subscription, you're be'etzem telling them to deliver it on Shabbos.
It
brings that permission. Yeah, so according to me, saying that in a chalami, you would have to cancel the weekend. According to the other price scheme, it seems that you wouldn't have to, because as long as you tell them that I don't want it on Shabbos, if they decide that they're not giving you such an option, that's up to them to decide. I was my choice. Not the option that I'm telling them. I'm telling them, don't do malacha for me. That's their thing. No, we're going to do it. We're going to force you to have it.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't up to me. That's up to you. Decide. Is there? Once you are meiche, then you're mother davano. Because he's doing it, that is an option.
Does it help if I order my neighbor's house and then I just take it in the morning?
He's a guy.
Sure, I'm sorry.
And he's doing it for a guy? He's not doing it for you? It's pretty good. Not bad. That's pretty good. You have to know how to get, yeah, if there's no ear, then you might have an issue getting it from his house to your house. But you'll be able to read it in his house at least. He's going to put it in your house. It's not an issue. He lives in the building. So once he lives in the building, then you have thumbs that you have a next neighbor in the building. And you don't have an ear in the building. You have an issue. At least you'll be able to read it inside the guy's house. Any Yehudi, then you don't even have to buy a newspaper, you can just borrow his. Sif Yud. Any Yehudi Shemile Mayim Behemtai? Mibor Shuri Shusayachal Shusarab Mutal Yisrael Ashutam Behemtai? Who Shein Any Yehudi Makirin? The Lek Lamecha Shemayab Shvili. If a guy draws water from a bar in Rishusarab Yishusayachal and brings it into Rishusarabim, then if he did it for himself, the yid is allowed to be nene from it. However, v'imila the tzerach b'emes Yisrael, aser b'chol minei tashmish, afilu Yisrael acher, v'imila mibor Yisrael, v'kamles mutal acher, v'imila b'shvilei. If the guy did an iser d'araisa, then it's aser for everybody to be nene on Shabbos, and if he did an iser d'arabana, then it's mutal for other people to be nene, but it's not mutal for that person. Now, the Mechaber says, what is it aser? Not just to drink, it's also aser b'chol minei tashmish. It's aser to use to wash your dishes, it's aser to wash your hands. What would be the avenue to say it's any different? Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Loi mi boy l'shtia the ikur emel akach bevade aser afilu shayat tashmish nami aser tashmish." I would have a avenue, know that the only thing that it's aser for is it's ikur tashmish, the thing that it's designated for. It's made. What's water for drinking? If you want to use it for something else, it's not ikur tashmish. Maybe you will be allowed to use it. Why? What would be the avenue, know? Maybe that's not considered hana. Hana is the ikur hana, the ikur matar of what the thing is made for. That's hana. Something which is not, that's not considered hana. Komash Malon, we do not say that. And it's usher all tashmishin are usher. Now this that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, what's a makar? That there's a stock of no difference. Tesis. We saw Tesis in the Daf Kuf Chav Beis. Now, l'chor, the reason that the Mishnah Berurah says that I would have a havamina that water for drinking is usher because that's what it's aimed for, as opposed to for washing dishes, not aimed for it to be mutter. L'chor, it's mavur and Tesis that that's not the reason we would have had a havamina why drinking should be different. Tesis says, I'll prove to you that there's no difference between drinking and not drinking, because when you made a kevesh, when you made the ramp, it's usher to go down on the ramp. When you use a nair, it's usher to read by the nair. So we see it's nothing to do just with drinking and eating. It's all of the tashmishin also. Now, if the vart of drinking is, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that's the ikar tashmish, l'chor, the ikar tashmish of going down a ramp is using the ramp, of ramp is going down the ramp. The ikar tashmish of a light is reading. So l'chor, what type of rise the Taisa is saying, we see it's not the ikar tashmish, water is not just drinking, it's all tashmishin. Because you see from Kevesh that it's not drinking. Yeah, but it's the Iker Tashmish. Elamai l'chert mevur from Daisis that wasn't the Havamina. The Havamina starts here. I don't have a shot in the Mishnah Berurah. But maybe l'chert, the part is like Daisis has a cup of base, and the Mishnah Berurah himself said this earlier, that food is different. Food is a bigger chash, you're going to come to Esagai because the person is low tacharel. So therefore, I would have a Havamina that it applies only to drinking because the person is low. Masha'ink, my things are not drinking, and in Echanami, it wouldn't apply. Even though over here it's referring to his animal. But l'chor, we see, right, the halacha is if a guy does a malacha for himself, he is allowed to be nen. However, if he bakes bread for himself, he's not allowed to be nen. Why not? Because we're more scared. We're scared by a case where it's food item that maybe we're going to come to ask the guy. So we see that we're more scared when it comes to food. L'chor, that would be the havamin over here. I'm not exactly sure why how the Mishnah Berurah saw not that way. True. So, another Ryan I like the Mishnah Berurah. That's another Ryan I like the Mishnah Berurah. Yep. According to?
That
place
is right.
No, we're Mechalek. That was a Chalek that we made. Maybe that's considered different. That's considered Ikrano. That's considered Ikrano. And there wouldn't be Tez Raya, Lachar Tez Raya, anyhow, it wouldn't be. I have to make a judgment. Either way, it's not going to be, either way, it's going to be Shrek. Either way, it's going to be Shrek. The Ramah says over here, Achidish, V'yesh mekilin v'ayimrim, da'afim huve derech v'shis ramah tzarech v'shom matalam nishis mehem hoyov v'efshu leil v'sham v'desh teis. There's a possibility that if water was brought through Rishus Ravim, that the Yid himself could go ahead and drink it, because he could have gone into the bar to drink it. V'yesh matir and af lechatchila. Some say it's not just b'di'evit where he brought the water. Even lechatchila, you're allowed to go ahead and ask the guy to bring the water through the Rishus Ravim, because the Yid could go ahead and be nene. Now, who is the Shita? Who is the Yesh Mekil and lechatchila? The first Shita that he brings down, b'di'evit, is Pashas Rabbeinu Tam, that we saw in Taisus. That if the water was brought for the Yid, since the Yid could have gone and gotten the water himself, then Mamela is allowed to be netted from it. But who says that it's mutter even lechatchila? So, there's two possibilities to explain this sheet of lechatchila. You can either say that it's also Rabbeinu Tam, the same that we found that Rabbeinu Tam said that you're allowed to bring the nair, from what you're allowed to ask a guy to bring the nair from place A to place B, since the Yid could do that, kilachar yad, so therefore you're allowed to ask the guy to do that. So therefore, it's mutter even lechatchila to ask the guy to do malach when the yid has the yichus to do malach. It could be that that's the shita, but the shaila is why didn't the Mishnah Berurah want to say that that's who it is? So we mentioned in the past that maybe it's not the exact same thing, because in that case the yid was mamash able to do the same malach as the guy. He was able to bring it from place A to place B, as opposed to over here the yid can't bring the water from the bar till outside of the bar. He could just go to the bar to drink. It's not exactly the same thing. It maybe we wouldn't matter lechatchila. That it could be Rabbeinu Tam, and the second shot is the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Goyin that maybe it's the Rav Yo. We saw the Shita's Rav Yo. The Rav Yo holds that any time that a Yid could do something, it's in Shin Zayin Sif Hei in the Beis Yosef. That any time that a Yid could go ahead and do Malacha, even in Rishus Harabim, if you can get people to come with him and make the Rishus Harabim to Rishus Yachid, then you're allowed to ask your guys to bring the things to Rishus Harabim because you have Yichelus to do it yourself. Aide making a man-made wall of people and turning Rishus Harabim to Rishus Yachid. But maybe you could say, possibly a third shot, that this Yesh Matir Mavlech Hatchila is the Bala Iter. The Bala Iter holds In this case, he says, "V'chein nogu heter loymer aflechat chila le'ini Yehudi l'havi sheikh or shayad varm." There are karmelists, which Mishnah Berurah says, not only there are karmelists, there are b'shitra also. That in a case where they needed something which for a tzurich of the suda, Mishnah Berurah says sheikher was the big drink in those days. It wasn't the ikr suda, but it was the tzurich of the suda Shabbos. But mainly, you let it ask a guy to do even a malacha deraisa for the tzurich suda. Could be that's the yishmatirim. And he says, ein limchis biyana makilim the tzurich Shabbos to b'shas etchak the yesh lakol ba'amir lein Yehudi the tzurich k'moishin isbar simin shin zayin. He says, we see that we're making in Simin Shin Zayin. Where do we make in Simin Shin Zayin? What was he referring to in Simin Shin Zayin? He's referring to Shlus the Shvut? Or is he referring to possibly the Bala Eter? Which he's Metayin there. He's also Metayin the Bala Eter. He's Metayin the Bala Eter more in Reish Ayin Vav. It makes more sense to say that it's Shlus the Shvut. L'chero. Shlus the Shvut, we're Mekel, and then Memela, but there are Karmelis, we can be Mekel over here. But you could say that it's even referring to the bigger kula of the Bala Iter, that the Bala Iter mattered even a daraita. The Maisa, once again, for the most part, we don't really go with the Bala Iter, and therefore, the chatchila to ask a guy to do a malacha daraita is not so pashit, even in a case where the yid could have gotten it himself. Now, b'di'eved, l'chor you'd be able to be mekel. B'shas atchak, v'chulu. The question is, what's considered as if the Yid could go ahead and do it? The Yid could have gone. How do we define the Yid could have gone? Maisa Shoyakachai. There was somebody who went from Manhattan to Flatbush for Shabbos. They went for Ufer. And they left a suitcase full of clothing in Manhattan. They had their clothing that they were going to wear for Friday night. However, the shvigar, it's her son-in-law who is the chatan, who's going for the ofros. The shvigar to be left her change of clothing in Manhattan in the suitcase. She remembered Baruch Hashem before Shabbat, and she called up her daughter who is in Flatbush in Manhattan and asked them to send the suitcase to Flatbush. How are you going to send the suitcase to Flatbush? So she called a guy. And the guy took the suitcase in the cab. Hour and a half after Shkia, the guy pulls up by the shul, by the place, with the suitcase in hand and clothing in hand. Is there any problem to wear those clothing? To wear that clothing? Change into that clothing for tomorrow morning, Shabbos morning. And if there's no problem to do that, b'di'eved, are you even allowed to ask the guy l'chatchila? Was that allowed to be done l'chatchila to ask the guy before Shabbos to bring the suitcase with the change of clothing? So, l'chor, there's common stodim to be mekel, possibly. Let's just see, first of all, from our sif. L'chor, do we have a heter from our sif? Our sif, it says, that if you could go, if the yid could go ahead and do the malach himself, then there's no problem to be nene from the malach that the guy did for the yid. Because the yid himself could have done that. That's the first shita. There's even those that are mekel l'chatchila. But the yid himself could have done it. Now, to walk from Flatbush to Manhattan is kumdumani somewhere around 3 hours in each direction. It's not outside the tchum, from what I hear. I've heard from a few people that it's not outside the tchum. You could go over the bridge, it's not a problem. Memela, l'chor, it's possible. She could have, after the suda on Friday night, she could walk from Flatbush to Manhattan 3 hours, walk back, change her clothing, walk back 3 hours, and she'll be back with plenty of time before Shachar's. She'll probably be back 4 o'clock in the morning. No problem. She's able to do it herself. Do we say that that's considered as if she is able to do that or not? So, we'll get to that bizmanenu. L'chor bizmanenu, it is certainly the derech to travel at night because there's lights and everybody travels at night. What? People don't walk at night? Walk to yourself. So you'll walk with somebody else for Seder. Walk by with somebody else. You could go at any time of day or night and you'll see people walking. What's that? It's not dangerous.
People do it to NYU.
People do it to NYU. It's not dangerous. 3 o'clock in the morning. Not dangerous. You've heard it here. Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll get to that. Hold on. So she can walk and change her clothing and come back. Not a problem. However, we have a Mishnah Berurah that says that im eini Yisrael yochal leilach shom ipnei sakonis drachim aser gam adayezu. If the yid can't go because it's sakana, then it's also after the Ezer. So what does that mean? It's like, you can't go? Mom is not shaykh to go? Or you're not going to go because it's zakano. It's a deraita to go because it doesn't shaykh on the nafshu seichem. What's it referring to over here? What's the zakano? The passion is that he's not going to go because it's zakano. So meanwhile over here, this woman, the chura, is not going to go. She's not going to walk. She's probably not going to walk 6 hours at night from Flatbush to Manhattan and back. So yesh lying whether or not that's considered heter. Or do you say no? The Mai says, it is shaykh. It is shaykh. And if it's really, really important and whatever it is, the situation is, she would do it, maybe, possibly. It's not a takana. Mamela is shaykh. Therefore, it's considered as if it's shaykh. But that would only be also l'chur b'di'evid. Tamater l'chatchila, Mishnah Berurah says, it's not so possible to figure out. Because even the mekilim that said you can be same for the evid, they don't say that. L'chatchila, you can't be same on this. So to ask a guy l'chatchila to go ahead and do it, is maybe not so passion. Now, but maybe you could ask the guy to, in an item where you're not going to say the malacha, tell the guy, listen here, can you bring this to Flatbush? Here's the sugi, bring the Flatbush. Now the guy can walk, no problem. He can walk from Manhattan to Flatbush. It's not even dark yet. It's Ben Hashmash's time. He's going to walk from Manhattan to Flatbush with the sugi in tow, and he'll get there. He decides that he wants to drive. That's his own prerogative. I didn't tell him to drive. Now, if you told him to take a car, save it. That's a problem. But if you didn't tell him to take a car, then that's his prerogative. However, you have other issues. You have a problem of Rishas Haradim. However, Rishas Haradim.
That's different to people you told him to don't take it a normal way.
Well, so that's a normal way. What's considered a normal way? And when I tell him to take something up, bring this up to the 100th floor of the Empire State Building, I meant that you should walk the stairs, right? Mirzal's Chasim Nigel. That's considered. You decided that. Not sakana. We're saying that it's not a sakana be'etzem. It's not a sakana. It's just practically she's not going to do it. Out the yid going, is it considered as if the yid could go? We're not going to consider the yid to go because most yids are not going to go. As opposed to with regard to the guy that I tell the guy to do malacha, it's not considered that I tell the guy to do malacha because he can go ahead and do it in eifin, which is mutter. No, the guy doesn't have to wear the clothing. He could carry it in his suitcase. Oh, so he's carrying. So the question is he carrying through a place which is a problem of a Havar Saladamus which is around the right or not? So with her, there are those that are Mekel, that in Flatbush, you can have in Brooklyn and Manhattan, that you can have an area, and that it's not a problem, it's just around there, right? So, we don't pass like that. We don't pass like that. We do pass like, we don't pass like that. Well, the guy has to be same upon it. Klapei Amir La'akum, he can't be same upon the shittas that are Mekel. Kilu is if I'm telling him to do Malacha Daraisa, because Kenzan even Ramesh would be Mekel when he gets Amir La'akum. With regard to Daraisa, Savi Daraisa, Lachom Azikr, whether or not you could. But klapei derabbanan, whether or not we'd be machmer in the shayla of the derabbanan to rechon the guy as if the guy is going ahead and doing a issur daraisa. So he could walk, or he could even take a bike. If he takes a bike, he'll probably get there in half an hour. If you get on a train, bike. There's plenty of ways to do it without doing issur daraisa, and getting my arba'amis vishus rabbim can't say anything to the arba'amis vishus rabbim because of those that are mikol. There's a erev. What's that? Was anyhow? To Flatbush? No. No, so Rebbe Bishurim is only at the time that he's doing the malacha, but if he's going to go out of his way for him, then it's the chur, it's not Rebbe Bishurim. By the time he gets to Flatbush and he drives to the house, then he can have a problem.
No, but his wife is a family.
In that
house.
Oh, wow. There's no air of connecting over there. Yeah, but it wouldn't be Rosh Hashanah. It would only be a karmel. It's only did a derabanan. So he only did a derabanan. And what's that? He did a derabanan. To ask him, Lechura, if we get it down that all the guy did was derabanans, karmelism. Even if you don't have an Erev, you have a Karmelist, you don't hold it to be a Rishus Ram Daraisa. If all he's doing is their abundance, then we have a Shvus to Shvus. But Makam Tarev Gadol. Shvus to Shvus, Makam Tarev Gadol, Lecher, we'll be able to make them. The question is though, can we really say that it doesn't have any Rishus Ram? And can we say that this is considered a Tarev Gadol? And can we say that you're going to tell the guy, oh by the way, and you're not going to tell the guy to drive it. You just tell the guy, take this. I guess you can tell that, that's not so sure. Maybe though, I heard a similar case. There was a shviger that came to, she was supposed to, a future shviger. It all happened with the shviger. No, it wasn't a shviger, it was a mother actually. It was her son's ufruf in Flatbush, and they forgot the pekalach at home. And they didn't bring them to shul. She says the pekalachs are not being thrown, I'm not showing up in shul. The kids are, she's too embarrassed, Flatbush is too embarrassed. There's not going to be pekalach by her son's ufruf, she's too embarrassed. The kids are, they ask a certain rav, and the rav says, you know what you can do? Ask a guy to walk from the house with the bag of pekalach to the shul. Rishus Yochat, the Rishus Rabbim. He doesn't have to stop the Rishus Rabbim. He decides to stop the Rishus Rabbim, it's his own private. But I'm not telling him to stop the Rishus Rabbim. Rishus Yochat, the Rishus Rabbim. It's only the Rabbanon. Shvus to Shvus, the Makam Kavod Abrius, it's Mutter. Simcha Bun Konan and Sefer says, if you don't have cold drinks for a Shalom Zachar, let us ask you guys to buy in the store for you. Shvus to Shvus, if you're embarrassed, you don't have cold drinks for Shalom Zachar, Shvus to Shvus, the Makam Kavod Abrius. Now the truth is, Elachara, we found the Mishabur says, Shvus to Makam Kavod Abrius. If somebody has dirt that hardened on his jacket, he's allowed to ask you guys to scrape it off, even though it's going to be Teichen. It's a Shvus to Shvus, the Makam Kavod Abrius. Now the question is, Elachara, so if we have a case of Shvus to Shvus, only handling Darabon is over here. The Mesedah, we have a Shvus to Shvus, Makam Kavod Abrius, is not considered Terev Gadol. Certainly it's Kavod Abrius. She's too embarrassed to come. She's going to be the only one that didn't change Shabbos morning. There's no question about it. She's not showing up, if not. So for sure, there's an issue of Kavod Abrius over here. Question is, if we're handling Daraisas, can we matter out Kavod Abrius? So generally, the halacha is that we know that we matter the Rabbanan's Makam Kavod Abrius. If a person's in the bathroom, and he has nothing to be mekaneach himself with, the halacha is, in Siman Shin Yud Beis, he's allowed to take rocks, even though it's mukta, because Makam Kavod Abrius, they matter. So the chura, Ma'isa Shaya Kachaya, the Kavachayim brings down from the Sherlem Meshiv, was one Yom Kippur night, and the guy walked into the bathroom, it was very dark, with his kittel, and he walked out, and there was tzoyo on his kittel, Rahman al-Islam. He's not going to be able to wear his kittel tomorrow morning. He's going to be mortified. Mortified. Everybody's going to be there with a kittel, and he's going to be the only one without a kittel. Says the Sherlem Meshiv, I'm matter to ask a guy to wash his kittel on Yom Kippur night, because it's a shvut of Amir al-Akum, but Makam Kavod Abrius, it's mutter. Kavachayim brings it down. It's a derabana. It's a derabana of Amir al-Akam, which is even a more kala derabana than regular derabana. It's mutter, makam Amir al-Akam. Makam Shvus. The price can be bizmanenu, they handle it. They all handle l'chur. We should even matter just one derabana. Maybe in this case, maybe, Mashas the Kavod Abrius, you could even matter to ask the guy straight out because of Kavod Abrius that you have to ask your local Hazak Rabbi.
So
keep us
allowed to use.
Sorry. Just. One last halacha that's brought down over here, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, if the guy brings the sheicher for you on Shabbos, ein limchais bi'adam ikilim, he says, al kolpanim la yitein mois lein yehudi alzeh, v'gam la yitein la yekli liyodeh, v'gam la yodeh v'yitav alzeh, he says, you shouldn't pay the guy on Shabbos. Now, if a guy does something for you on Shabbos, and he wants to get paid, this is very common. A guy comes on Shabbos, I know by where we live, the guy comes back after Shabbos. He writes down everybody he goes to. After Shabbos, he makes his round, picks up 20 shekel for every stop that he stopped into. Now, somebody told me that they have a Shabbos guy there, and it's 30 shekel, and you don't pay beforehand, then he's not doing it. Show me the money. Show me where the money is, then I'm going to go ahead and then I'll do it. Is that mutter to pay the guy on Shabbos? So for you to go ahead and pay the guy with money, that's for sure also. You're not allowed to pick up the mukta and give it to the guy. However, the shal is, can you show the guy where the money is? So on this Magen Avraham that says, Lo yiten amoris lein Yehudi, says the machatiz shekel, and it's not just that you're giving, obviously it's not referring to just that you're going to give it, it's not a chiddush that you're not going to give him the money. It means even to show the guy where the money is, and he's going to take the money himself, that's also a problem. As of the nechol, it looks like you're doing mekel memcha, you're paying the guy in Shabbos. Azayez mevor in Tavkuf Yudzayin, he says, as you look there in Tavkuf Yudzayin, the Mishabura seems to say that. He says that somebody that buys a pot, he buys bread from a guy on Shabbos, the guy doesn't believe you're going to pay for the bread. You let him put down a mashkin. However, you're not allowed to bring him to your house and show him where the money is. It's not so pushy that you're allowed to pay the guy b'chlal and even to show him. Lamais the Shmir Shabbos also brings down the mashkin to shekel la'alacha, and he says, you're not allowed to show the guy where the money is. I saw that the Aruch HaShabbos says, you're allowed to give him food if you want. As long as it's not too much food that he's going to have to take it out of the Rishus Rambam, like we saw at the beginning. But you're allowed to give him food as payment as the Karas HaTzeiv. But to pay him, lechur is not so pasha b'chol, yish la'ayin, what heter there is to have such a upmach that the guy is going to come to the house and every time he's going to do it, you're going to pay him, show him where the money is, lechol pachas. Lechur, that's not pasha b'chol, yish la'ayin, everybody should ask the local Orthodox rabbi.